सहनावतु सहनाव्रुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
Now, can we finish reading everything together?
No,
we didn't finish.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, let's look at where we leave off. I wasn't sure. Hey, Tibby.
Tibbs, baby, come on, girl.
Little one. Oh, I know what she needs.
What is it, baby?
She needs to go and see Kristen. Come on, man. I'm sorry. Here you go. Yeah. Little one. Their food is in there.
Oh, no. Food's in there.
Maybe that's her room.
She might as well just snuggle.
Yeah, she just needs her room.
She needs to snuggle up. We were
she
reading.
Like the decaying actually
now prevented from going where she was.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Are we on 137?
Just move it wherever you need to be.
That's fine.
137. No, the number. Like,
I mean, my last notes written in my book were for 135 and one.
When, well, it 135, they left out the 136.
Oh, yeah.
Just right. Another.
So I don't have anything written.
Oh, you
written.
Know what it is? Look at 135, 135. See, so the 135 that
it's really
we did
136.
Was
136.
It was 136. Yeah.
So that's the last place I wrote.
137 that we are.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I think.
If you look, though, Penny, do you see how they misnumbered?
Yeah.
135.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so we're on 137. Who wants to start?
I'll start. 137, irregularities of the future. 1. Grah inserts long E before the terminations of the future. Grahita. Grahishyati. 2. Roots ending in long R insert short E or long E optionally. For example, tr, tarita, or tarita. Tarishyati or Tarishyati.
And you see the R takes guna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is a general rule.
Right. 3. The future of V is Vodha.
Vodha.
Vodha. You know, I have a block on those little ones. I never can get them right. Because I don't see them that much.
No. Do you remember when we went through all those sutras around that? I mean, all of those things in Bhandarka?
Oh, about the changes.
Yeah,
I do. I just mix the letters up in my mind.
Oh, I see.
Whether it's a da or a ta.
Yeah.
So it's voda and vakshati.
The vakshati probably isn't a problem.
No.
Yeah.
4. The future of prach is prashta, prashta, and prashati.
Prakshati.
Prakshati, sorry.
Prashta and prakshati.
Prashta and prakshati.
That's again where the cha takes the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a common,
And the vaha is also where the ha takes the ga when it reduplicates and then it becomes vakshatik.
And the other one is that really 3 or 4 different sutras involved in getting vodha.
Right.
Vodha.
Yeah.
Number 5. Vas changes its final sa to ta in the simple future. Vatsyati.
Yeah, that's something to note. That's not that uncommon. There's other roots that do that type of a change, so...
Number 6, roots with a medial short ra, either gunate it or replace it by ra. Drish and srij always replace ra by ra.
And that's also like drashtum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shrashtum. So that's also something to notice. These things aren't only true for the futures.
Right.
Yeah.
They're common things. They're becoming more familiar because we've had them show up before.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read through the whole thing? Okay, so we have drash, drashta, drakshati, krish, karshta or krashta, karshati or krashati, srij,
krksh,
krakshati.
Mm-hmm.
Srich. Srashta. Srashati.
Sriksha.
Oh, you're sorry. I keep missing that ka.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It's probably my glasses. I need a higher magnification. Srakshati. And Sprish. Sparshta. Or Sprashta. Mm-hmm. Sparkshati. Or Sprakshati.
Yeah, good.
That was it.
That's it. So let's go on to the next... next one.
So what are the cases that they gave here, Tarita, or all of these ones that they gave are, they gave Vodha or Vakshati, for instance, or Prashta or Prashati, and so this is the third singular.
That's right, the third singular of the first and second future. They gave,
so the third singular of first or second future.
And the third singular is
the commonly
used example.
First. So Vodha is first singular, first future, and Vakshati is second
future. Right. Oh, for here. Well, why don't we go ahead and read through this? There's no reason not to. They're even giving the participles. It's nice to know these participles. I don't know when it comes in Bhandarkar. The passive does come in this
first chapter. Yeah.
I don't know if the participles do, but let's go ahead and read through it. You want to do it, Virginia?
Okay.
138.
Yeah. The future passive is identical with the future Atmanepada. The Jesh Yati, he will conquer.
Page 92.
Yeah. Jesh Yate, he will be conquered. Roots ending with a vowel in the roots Han, Grach, Drish have an optional form in the future passive. The final vowel takes vridhi. A final a is changed to I, and han, grach, and drish are changed to gan.
Common for han to see that.
Grach and drish.
Darsh,
respectively. E is then inserted and the atmanepada terminations are added. Thus, should I just read this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thus for Shru, we have Shrotahe.
Shrotahe.
Shrotahe. Shravitahe. Shroshye. Shravishye. And for Ni, we have Netahe. Na Yitahe. Ne Shye. Na Yishye. And then for Han, we have Hantahe. Ghani Tahe. Hani Shie.
Hani Shie.
Hani Shie. Ghani Shie. And for Grich, we have Grihi Tahe.
Tahe.
Tahe. Grahi Tahe. Grahi Shie. Grahi Shie.
Grihi Shie. Grahi Shie.
Grahi Shie. Grahi Shie. Grahi Shie.
Yeah.
And then Drish, we have Drashtahe. I can't.
Drashtahe.
And then Darshitahe.
Uh-huh.
And Drikshye. Drakshye. Darshashye.
Darshishye.
Darshishye. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a tongue twister. That's kind of hard.
Let's see.
Okay.
The future passive is identical with the future Atmanepada. First and second future, though.
Right. So the first future is that first two columns, and the second future is the second two columns.
The thing is, though, in the... Sorry, I didn't read this. I didn't even see this thing, so I'm reading it also for the first time. I have a little doubt here, something I don't quite understand. Oh. If you look on page 88 now, it's clear. Do you see the example like boo and she down the middle of the page?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the declension of the Atmanepada. Usually we don't even do an Atmanepada of the verb to be, like of us. Mm-hmm. But here they have it. A, swahe, smahe,
say ate dwe. And then, of course, in the third person, you don't add a form of he, okay? Right? You don't add a form of us in the third person. The third person just looks like the nominative of a tra-ending agent noun, right? Mm-hmm. And so now if you go over here to page 92, see, they're doing it in the first person, shrotahe, shravitahe, because in the third person, it doesn't take an ending. So they're using a first person.
You know
what I'm saying?
So shrotahe is first person.
Yeah, shrotahe.
Singular, as opposed to the normal third person example that they give.
Right, because there is no he on that. That's my little confusion there.
These are all
fun. Do you see what I mean? Everybody with me?
But if you were making the if you were going to make the third person though a future passive, then
you would
just leave it like the way it is.
That's what I'm not sure.
Okay, because they just use an example to make it clear that you're using the atmane pedan.
Because normally, you know, you always use the third person. I wonder if they've got. Let me just look here and see if they've got in this Gaudiya. An example.
Wait, what is the issue?
It's just
that third person that'll just look the atmanipada and the.
Well, that's the question. Is if it's the third person, what is the third person singular future passive form? What does it look like? Is the question.
Yeah.
Is it identical to the third person future atmanipada?
That's what that first thing
because
says,
there's no
though,
form.
Right?
Right, it's what
so
it says.
Future passive.
They just don't have an example of it. We're just wanting to make sure.
Oh, they probably didn't give the example because the. I see.
It just goes back to why didn't they give that example?
Yeah. Okay. Let me just check just for a minute here, and then we could just.
I thought maybe because the Parasmaipada and Atmanipada look. Is this. These are both Atmanipada here? Do you know?
See, the thing is.
Both Atmanipada. Mm. This one is Atmanipada. Is this also
this
Atmanipada?
No, this looks. Oh, God.
I'm wondering if both of these are the same in Atmanipada and Parasmaipada. That's the reason that they didn't get
no, these like if you go into this, Dr. The endings in the future are...
No, these are paraphrastic future examples. So they're all paraphrastic future.
Yeah.
Right, but paraphrastic future can have Parasmaipada.
But I think that those are... Hold on a minute. To go back to Gandharva for that one. Because I don't remember.
It'd just be nice to see an example.
Just nice to see it would nice to see the paradigm for this, just to make sure.
Yeah.
I know what you're asking.
You know what we're talking about, Tara?
Yeah, I'm following you guys.
Yeah, see, the thing is, they're identical, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
the
reason they didn't give the third person, they just gave the first person, because the Atmane and Parasmaipada are identical in the third. Is that true?
For the paraphrastic future, then the question is whether the third person singular
first
and Parasmaipada are the same as the Atmanipada. So then if they use that as the example, it wouldn't be clear that we're using the atmanipada because it confused people.
Right.
I think you're right.
Well, I'm right if this is actually Parasmaipada, I don't know.
It has to be because, see,
they are different forms, aren't they? So this must be Parasmaipada. And so then these are identical between Parasmaipada and atmanipada.
This is interesting. In this book, they don't seem to... I haven't found it anyway. Just a minute.
Yeah, this one here... The Bu here is Atmanipada. I mean, Parasmaipada in Antoine. And the other one, she is got to be, has got to be Atmanipada.
So the person ended in the same.
Right. God, that's so confusing. Why don't you just put a little label?
Yeah, it'd be nice if they just did.
I'm always labeling everything. I feel like
you like to have examples of absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Makes us feel better.
Excellent. Okay.
Well, they don't have examples, unfortunately, of the passive.
Of passive third person.
Singular.
Of passive at all in this little booklet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's okay.
But I think Keith's right, because I think that they didn't give us the third person because they're the same in both voices, so... Then it would confuse people because they wouldn't see that immediately.
That's an
odd ending. Ending. They wouldn't. Maybe that's why.
Okay. Yeah, even in Bhandarkar's little thing on this, he doesn't have any problem. He doesn't address it.
Did we lose Penny or
Penny, are you there? I was just thinking about her.
I think it just happened.
The whole Skype shut down.
What the hell? Huh.
It's also called a subjunctive or something.
Like, hold on. Hi, Penny.
Hi, I got disconnected.
Yeah, I know. Okay, did you hear, you heard what we're kind of trying to look for, the passive?
Yes.
Yeah, but we're not finding anything, so it's probably just the same.
One thing you could do is on that Sanskrit Heritage site online, they have a conjugation engine.
Oh, yeah?
And they'll conjugate all the forms. You just have to put in the datu.
Oh.
So if that form exists, you should be able to find it there.
Okay.
What's Sanskrit Engine Online? Which site is that?
It's called the Sanskrit Heritage site.
Okay. Thanks.
It's Shri's Bible.
Oh, wow.
Sanskrit Heritage site. Okay. But let's move on for now.
Wow.
Who wants to do 139? Kiki. Well, I'm just going to make this little note. Okay,
so the optional form in 138, it said, is made by... Sorry, before I go to 138, I just want to make sure I get that. Is the final vowel the optional form of the passive in 138?
For certain roots.
But all of these have an optional form, the roots that they've listed,
yes,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so their optional form is that the final vowel takes vritti. So like for shru, it'll be and then a is changed to I. I mean, I just don't.
Well,
see
not for all of them. Not, so you have to look for each root. Like for shru, it takes guna or vridhi, and it also, if it takes vridhi, it takes e. Right? See that? It takes vridhi. Shru
right.
becomes shra, but it also takes e.
So shru becomes shrau, if it takes vridhi.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then to ao, we. I'm trying to figure out how they came up with
see where it says the final vowel takes vridhi.
Huh.
A final is changed to I.
Huh.
And then han, gra, and drish are changed to gan, gra, and darsh, respectively. E is then inserted and the apmanepa determinations are added. So here, like for shru, the first nom, it just takes guna, shro, ta.
Right. Oh, I thought they were showing that's the optional.
No,
oh,
here's the optional then. Then it takes guna and adds e.
I thought that entire description was saying how to derive the optional form. That's not what
no,
the
no, it's for
form.
Each one
Sorry,
of those roots.
That's
yeah.
what, that was my confusion.
Yeah. And you see, like for shru, then you see for the simple, shro and shrav, one takes the, there it takes vritti and e. So these are for these specific roots, and they're giving examples.
I see.
Do you see?
Yeah, I thought that whole description was how to form the optional form. Okay. Because
it's
the nominal form is the normal form is just the same as the Atmanepada. So I didn't know why they're giving that whole description of how, you know, there it takes vritti, then a is changed to aya and all that.
No, look it. We'll just read it. It says first the future passive is identical with the future Atmanepada.
Hmm.
Okay? That's the end of it. And we just have to accept that. With my little worry there about the third person, mm-hmm, let's just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
The future passive is identical with the future Atmanapada. That's Jeshati, he will conquer Jeshate.
Uh-huh.
He will be conquered.
Uh-huh.
Then, exception. Roots ending with a vowel and the roots, Han, Gra, and
okay,
Krish.
Okay, so exception.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, any exception in the sense that any root ending with a vowel and the roots Han, Ra,
right,
and Drish,
right,
have an optional form,
right,
in the future passive.
Right. Right.
The
okay.
final vowel takes Riddhi. A final A is changed to I. And then Han, Gra, and Drish are changed to Gan, Gra, and Darsh, respectively, for this optional form. The E is then inserted and the Atmanapada terminations are added.
So that entire thing is a description of how the optional form is made, right?
No, they give you columns. See, they've got the normal form.
No. This
paragraph is a description
of how the optional form is made. So I was trying to figure out...
It's an exception to saying that it's not, yeah.
No, I understand. So this entire paragraph is a description of how we get the optional form columns.
How the optional form is made.
So I was just trying to figure out how we got to Shravitahe and Shravishye according to the rule given above. According to that description. So maybe I'll figure it out later.
No, well, let's look at it. Here, do you see for Shru? The
right.
normal form takes guna, adds ta, and the Atmanapada ending. Shru tahe.
That's fine.
Okay, now this one. Here, for the optional form,
right.
it takes guna. It's ending with a vowel. Right?
So the first thing happens is Shru goes to Shro.
Shru goes, it takes guna. It takes riddhi.
Okay, so then Shru goes to Shrau.
Shrau. Okay, it goes to Shrau.
Right.
Then plus E becomes Shravi.
Okay, plus E becomes Shravi. Right.
Shravi Tavi.
Oh, that's how it becomes a... Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now look at the next one. The simple future. Shru goes to Shrau plus She. Okay.
Okay.
And then Shravi She. Same
right,
thing.
Right. Because the A and then the E becomes... That's how you get the word.
So
then.
Gave an example of one ending in a vowel... Then ni ending in a vowel, so they have an u ending in a vowel and e ending in a vowel. So ni.
They don't give the example of the law of the a.
They don't.
Yeah.
So they don't show the change to.
That's the only one they don't give.
Okay.
They don't, yeah.
That's fine. So
it would be a yi, right?
I get it.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Okay, let's do 130.
Okay, I was confused about that too, Kiki. I'm glad you asked.
Okay, so 139, the future participles. Syatri Syamana. The Parasmaipada and Atmanapada participles of the simple future are formed in the same way as present participles of the sixth conjugation.
Mm-hmm.
The termination Syanti of the third person plural Parasmaipada is replaced by Syat.
Yeah, and if it's the present tense, anti is replaced by at.
Mm-hmm.
Here, syanti. It's just a way of remembering how to make the part of present participle. You take the third person plural and replace anti by at.
Yes.
Or syanti by syat. Okay.
The termination syanti of the third person plural Atmanapada is replaced by syamana.
Syamana, yeah. Remember, mana is the Atmanapada ending for the present participle. Good.
So, for nya, nyasyanti is... So the first column is the third person plural Parasmaipada?
Yeah.
So
and the second one's the Atmanapada. Just go down the Parasmaipada's first, maybe.
Just go down the Parasmaipada's first?
If you want to. I mean, that's what I want to do.
Okay, so... Nya, nya syanti, shru, shro syanti, like that?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Nya, nya syanti, nya syet.
Okay. Nya, nya syanti, nya syet. Shru, shro syanti, shro syet. Han, hanishyanti, hanishyat. Pat, patishyanti, patishyat. Vaha, vakshyanti, vakshyat.
Yeah.
Then, nya, nya syanti, nya samana. Shru shroshyante shroshyamana, han hanishyante hanishyamana, pat patishyante patishyamana, Vaha vakshyante vakshimana.
Now here's the example. Nya.
See? Uh-huh.
Yeah. They give us an example here. For the participle.
But that's not an optional form, right?
Yeah, it's an optional form because it ends in ah. Nyayishante.
Nyayishante nyayishyamana shru shravishyante shravishyamana han ghanishyante ghanishyamana.
Yeah.
The declension of the future participle parismaipada, future participle parismaipada, is the same as that of the verbs of the sixth conjugation. That is, they optionally keep the na in their strong forms.
Now, do you remember, you have to go back to the present participle in the sixth gana, they have an optional, they can be declined optionally keeping the na, you know, in the dual. The dual.
Oh, yeah, like Bhagwan, you mean, yeah. Like they keep the...
Like vasant.
Yes.
Yeah. And so here it's saying that they have the same option. You can do it with or without.
The na.
Yeah.
So in the masculine, you can have dasyan or dasyat, dasyantau or dasyatau, and then dasyantaha or dasyataha.
Yeah.
Neuter is dasyat, only one form. And then dual is dasyanti or dasyati, and plural is dasyanti. The feminine is either dasyanti or dasyati. So that is the...
And then decline like nidhi.
So for the masculine and neuter, they have singular, dual, and plural. And then for the feminine, they have just the singular?
No. Here for the... Yeah, they didn't do all of it. But see, this is the difference here. The feminine, it has two forms. It either keeps the nasal or not. Mm-hmm. And then it's declined like a long E ending noun, like nidhi.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember the endings for the neuter, right? For the non, for the non vowel ending terminate words,
mm-hmm.
It's blank e.
Oh yeah.
So that's right. Where you get dasyat.
So then these two dasyanti or dasyati are.
You make them not declined like nadi. So now they become, once you add that ending on, it becomes an E ending, declined like a long E ending feminine noun.
Mm-hmm. Nadi is like nadi, nadi, like nadi, right? Mm-hmm. So then these two are both the singular forms.
Yes, and you know, it can take, not the singular form, it's this, yeah. Can be the noun,
oh,
that's declined.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, it's just taking me so long to get it through, okay. The future participle is often used in the sense of about to or going to,
mm-hmm.
Example, gamishyan, about to go.
Mm-hmm.
Ghanishyamana kanya, the girl about to be killed.
Is about to be killed.
The girl, missing the is there.
Yeah.
It's being declined as a passive. Ghanishyamana is about to be killed. See that? Because the passive is going to be the same as the Atmanapada. So he's giving a passive, an example of a passive. It's clear?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to read over this a few times. Let's let Penny do one and then we'll stop.
Okay, so that happy note about the girl will go on. It might be that she is.
The
conditional when... Conditional is used to express a condition which is not or has not been realized.
Mm-hmm.
It must be used in both the conditional and the main clauses. The terminations. The conditional is formed from the simple future, exactly as the imperfect is formed from the present of the first conjugation. The augment up is prefixed to the verb, and the terminations are as follows.
Oh, I see. We're just doing the conditional now. This isn't the conditional passive. This is the conditional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So So in the Parasamivada, it's syam, syava, syama, syaha, syatam, syata, syata, syat, syatam, syam.
If you remember
in the Upanishad, it's sye, syavahi, syamahi, syataha, syetam, syadvam, syat, syetam.
Syata.
What?
Syata.
Oh, syata, right. Syetam, syanta.
Yeah.
The insertion of E follows exactly the same rules as in a simple future, and the irregularities are the same as those of the simple future C136 and 137, and that's in the previous chapter. So krit in the conditional is akarishyam, akarishyava, akarishyama, akarishyaha, akarishyatam, akarishyata, akarishyat, akarishyatam. And akarishyam.
Yeah.
And then love in the conditionals. Is that a pa? I can't read that.
It's a pa. Yeah.
Lapse.
Yeah, right? Alapsye. The pa turns to
alapsye, right?
Yeah, because of the hard consonants. So yeah.
Chaya, I'm with you. I'm going to need a stronger glasses after. One darker.
No, this will do it to you for sure.
Alapsyavahi. Alapsyamahi. Alapsya taha, alapsya tam, alapsya dun, alapsya ta, alapsya tam, alapsya yanta.
Good. We'll do 141 also, but does everybody understand this, what's happening here? It looks just like the.
It looks like imperfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you see the sya, that's the only difference. It's the same as the first, the second future, mm-hmm. except done in the. In the past tense, and then done like an imperfect, with the same sya. So you have to remember your imperfect endings, right?
Right.
Yeah. Tara, let's do 141, because if you look at 142 is the benedictive, so this is that one we just finished. I didn't realize that.
141, the conditional passive is identical with the Atmanepada and is subject to the same optional transformations as the future passive, as in number 138. For example, yadi. Yadi pata gamishyat.
Yeah, pita agamishyat, if you break the sandhi right. Pita means father, if the father.
Ah, pita agamishyat, yes. Mm-hmm. Sarve atokshan.
Mm-hmm.
Were my father's to come, all would be pleased.
If my father would come, right?
Yeah.
Or were my father to come, all would be pleased. Mm-hmm.
And then we have Yadi. Now, wait, what did you say about that Sunday before?
Pita.
Oh.
It's the nominative singular.
Got it. Okay. Yadi purkena nana yishyatvam. So it's, is that non? Na. Anayasham. So it's na anayasham. Anayashtvam. Sorry.
Yeah. Anayashtvam.
So na anayashyatvam.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or naneshyatvam. Nyajeshyatvam. Nyajeshyatvam. Wow. If you had not been led by a fool, you would have conquered.
Oh, I see. It's see that yeah. Aya.
Mm-hmm.
It takes vriddhi. This ni is an, it ends in a vowel, and so it has an option of taking vriddhi, and they give the option in the first one
mm-hmm.
where ni becomes nai plus mm-hmm. e.
Mm-hmm.
Nai shidvam.
Mm-hmm.
A nai shidvam. If it doesn't take the option, it just takes guna, and then ni becomes ne. So then a ne shidvam.
A ne shidvam.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. You should read this over on our own, just to review it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to say that.
Gather, otherwise we'd throw it out the window.
Okay, let's start with this. Let's start the sentences. Virginia, you want to start?
Okay. Is this Kusuma, right?
Yes, yeah. We're on. Yeah. Everybody there, Kusumapura?
Yeah, Kusumapura, Ekasmin Grihe, Shatruna, Patitam, Agnim, Yadi, Krishnavarma, Na, Nira Vapa, Yishyat, Tada, Sarvameva, Nagaram, Agnihi, Adakshyat. Okay, so. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that you didn't break the sendi for.
I will do it when I.
Open. Oh, you're going to do it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do each word. So, okay, yeah. Kusumapura is a neuter noun from Kusumapuraha. It's the. Now, this was confusing. I wasn't sure of course, the very first one, whether it was vocative singular or. Because I looked it up and it said it was neuter, but that to me looked like it was a. It would have to be vocative, or else it would have to be masculine and nominative singular.
This is a sandhi that's often missed.
It's that weird, tricky sandhi. So that it is the...
Kusumapure.
So it is...
Yeah. Kusumapure.
Locative.
Oh, okay.
Makes much more sense.
Yeah. Okay, so
thank
I went
God.
Crazy
it wasn't
with that.
Any sense.
I know, sentence. I thought, well, the dictionary must be wrong, and it must be a masculine noun, and this is just... Okay, that's all.
It's a...
Okay.
Patty, do you see that sandhi?
So it's the A with an A starting the next word. The A drops. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. Actually, what it is if between two words, the A or the O can become aya or of, and then it could actually even be kusuma purave. Purave. But more commonly, the va or the ya will drop. And then the two letters don't sendi together.
Yeah.
So here it's pure,
okay.
Plus followed by any vowel, the yakara of the ai will optionally drop.
So this is an odd one because there's actually a sandhi and then a breaking apart of the sendi. Right?
Yes,
so there's a sendi
then
and then
drops and then
together.
they don't come
they
together.
Don't
once
us.
The ya or the va drop, they don't come
they
together.
They separate.
It's really evil.
Yeah.
I mean, basically,
why couldn't they just,
so
and they couldn't put it together because
no.
Then it would be. The
then
e,
there's something
the e,
else.
Yeah.
Right, then the E would be together.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that's why.
So they have to keep them apart like that.
So, Carol, where is this in your, on your Sunday rules?
It's there. I just looked at it. I remember.
It's there in the list.
It's the last one. The very last one.
Thank you.
So.
But that's really an important one.
This is a super tricky. This is super tricky Sunday.
It's tricky.
This is the trickiest of the tricky.
I guess the clue would have been, it just didn't work having that... Be a nominative singular.
Right. And
it was impossible.
Yeah. Remember, we kept
that's
saying
right.
I
it needed to be a locative.
We kept saying in the
Penny,
town.
So
it's exception.
So when we see
it's
that
section two, Penny, at the end of her sheet on vowel Sundays.
Thank you,
Carol. These your Sunday rules are so good.
Yeah, they're so much better. Than the...
What's good is that they have the examples.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So ekasmin from eka, locative pronoun. That should have also been a clue. Griha is the neuter noun for house, locative singular. Shatruna is the instrumental singular by with through the enemy. Then patita is the PPP of the causal put. It means throne. And agnihi, we have agnim, which is the accusative, masculine singular. Yadi is if.
Yadi.
If. Then Krishnavarma is the masculine noun from Krishnavarman. So this would be the nominative singular form.
Good.
Is that right? Okay, and then na is the negative adverb not. And then we have... Okay, then we have nir is the verbal prefix with avapayishyat. Avapayishyat. And
so
that would be the conditional. With and we're told that it comes from the root va, which is a causative, which in turn from that root va, the causative va vapaya is formed. So when you add the verbal prefix near, it's the conditional third person.
Nirvana?
Yeah, so it's the conditional third person singular parasmaipada. Is that right? Okay, so
of the
but the causative of va, which is vapaya. Vapaya.
Yeah.
Which means to extinguish.
Right.
And then we have sarvam, from sarva, which is all, the neuter nominative singular or accusative singular. And then we have eva, just so, exactly so, or indeed. And then we have nagaram, the next word is from nagara, the town, accusative singular. Agnihi, again, from agni, so this would be the nominative singular of agni. And then adakshyat, which is, what do I have here? It's the conditional as well, parasmaipada, from dakh to burn, class one. Is that right? Conditional? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just have a hard time reading my notes.
Really good.
Okay, so, all right, it had burn. And that's it, or?
That's it.
That's it. Okay, so I have. All right, so then I got thrown off by that in my translation. I thought somebody was just screaming out the name of the town because I thought it was vocative. But so really it's, if an enemy had thrown a fire upon a single house in Kurusampura, because now it's the locative, and if Krishnavarman had not extinguished it, then the fire would have indeed burned the entire town down. I just added down.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
That's awesome, Virginia.
That's fantastic.
Oh, good.
But
something like that, anyway. I mean, I think that's the sense of it, but...
There's one thing here.
But I wasn't sure the condition... Because there's a condition, right? If an enemy were to have thrown?
No, think like this. Krishnavarma is the subject.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you say Krishnavarma na niravapayishyat. If Krishnavarma had not extinguished the agni, the fire, accusative, right, which was thrown.
Oh, okay.
Which was thrown by an enemy into a house.
Okay.
In Kusumapura. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tada, then the entire village would have burned.
Okay.
Then the fire would have burned
the entire village.
The entire village.
Okay.
Yeah. So you almost got it.
Okay.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
You see it, Kiki?
Yeah.
It's very good. Good for you.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, really.
Awesome. Okay, Kiki, you want to read first?
Yes. Kusumapura. Ekasmin grihe
Kusumapura ekasmin grihe
Shatruna patitam agnihi
Patitam
agnihi
Shatruna patitam agni
Agnim.
Oh, agni. I couldn't see that. Shatruna patitam agnim
Shatruna patitam agnim
Yadi Krishna Varma
Yadi Krishna Varma
Na Niravapishyat. Na, hold on. Na niravapishyat.
Tayishyat.
Huh?
Go like this. Niravapishyat tada.
All right.
Yeah.
Na niravapishyat tada.
Yeah.
Na niravapishyat tada.
Sarvameva.
Sarvameva.
Nagaram.
Nagaram.
Agnihi.
Agnihi.
Adakshyat.
Adakshyat.
Good. Okay, next. Kumbhakaranasya gatrani ramo rane karsyati iti kena sambhavitam. So, Kumbhakaranasya is a genitive singular of Kumbhakaran.
Mm-hmm.
Gatrani is plural for limbs. Accuser, in this case, it will be accusative plural for limbs. Ramaha is the subject, nominative singular. Rani is a locative singular for on the battleground in the war. Mm-hmm. So this the next one is Kartsiti Iti. Mm-hmm. And Kartsiti is just... Kartsiti, what do we have for Kartsiti? Oh, just is it just...
Isn't it just a cut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kartsiti.
So it's just Tita Anti Kartsiti. All right, is it just present?
No.
Sya. Oh, Sya is, we just did this, is the conditional. No.
That would be...
Wait. Wait, I know this one. Wait. Huh? It's the second future, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. So it's just would, will, cut, or will, mm-hmm. right? Iti is just putting that entire...
Say will cut off.
Mm-hmm.
To make a good sense, he will
cut off. He will cut off, right? And then Iti puts that entire sentence, entire thing in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Kina is instrumental singular. Sambhavitam is the PPP from Sambhavit, and I think it's an accusative singular here. It just means be possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just saying Kina Sambhavitam. Who would have?
Who would have thought?
Who
possible?
Would have thought? And this is, who would have thought it possible that Rama would have cut off all of Kumbhakaran's limbs in battle?
Yeah, as long as you understand, that's a good way to translate it, that who would have thought it possible that Rama will cut off the limbs
mm-hmm.
of,
right.
in battle, the limbs, but I would say would have.
Yeah, I don't
know. When you make it into a sentence,
right,
you know,
right,
using
right.
iti as that, but
right.
it literally says, as a quote, right?
Right.
Rama will cut off in battle. Rama will cut off the limbs of Kumbhakarna.
Right.
Yeah. Who would have thought it possible?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're translated in the passive by whom? Would it have possibly be thought? But
yeah.
We would say that in English.
Mm.
Right. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Want to read for us, Kiki?
Yes. Kumbhakaranasya.
Gatrani.
Ramo Rane.
Ramo Rane.
Kartsiti iti.
Kena sambhavitam. Penny. Oh, Penny, are you doing it?
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay, that's all right.
Pushkarena Ratha Jute Jito Nalo Rajyat Pariprashto Damayantya Saha Vanamishyaya.
Vanamiyaya.
Yeah. Where did I get that ish from?
Mm-hmm.
The trauma of the simple and not so simple future.
Mm-hmm. Pushkarena is instrumental singular by or with Pushkara, and Pratra is instrumental singular brother.
Mm-hmm.
So the brother
by Pushkara,
Pushkara brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Tyute, which is locative singular, and that means play or gambling.
There, and in this story, it's gambling.
It's gambling.
It's through the gambling.
That's what I thought was probably
the gambling game. The game of gambling.
So yeah. I had a problem with that. I came up with that it had to do with gambling because it was from Div, but I couldn't find it. Is it from
Jutta?
I think
Jutta?
It might have been in the.
What's it in our vocab?
It might have been vocab.
Oh my God! I went.
Well, I was
on that one, and I couldn't figure it out. I looked it up in my dictionary.
I think it's there. Maybe not.
So there is a word. There's just a word called Yuta.
I found it in the dictionary. It's right in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes it easy.
So I know it was tricky because it's a compound.
Well, I was like, is it the hardest? I didn't know what it was, but I figured it had to come from Div, but I couldn't figure out what it was.
It was a verb.
Samprasarana. Is the root div? Du is would be samprasarana, right?
Right, but I still didn't know. I mean, I knew that it came from that,
but
I just didn't understand what form of the, because I thought it was a
verb.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
we have Jitaha Nalaha, and Jitaha is a PPP from G, one.
Yeah.
And Nalaha is King Nala, nominative singular. Rajyat is the ablative singular for kingdom. And then we have Pariprashtaha, which is Pari and Bramsh, which is to escape. Is that right? It's a PPP from Bramsh?
That's what I have, but that doesn't mean it's right.
So it either is fell or escaped. And it's the nominative singular. And then we have Damayantya, which is instrumental singular for Damayanti. And Saha, which is along with or with. And then we have Vanam Iyaya. Mm-hmm. And Vanam is accusative singular for forest. And Iyaya is a perfect third person singular, Parasmaipada, went, from E. So King Nala won in gambling with his brother, Pushkara.
Mm. Jitta means was conquered.
Oh, he was conquered. Yeah. Oh, so he was conquered by his brother.
Yeah.
King Nala was conquered. Oh, well, then it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. King Nala was conquered in gambling with his brother, by his brother in gambling, mm-hmm. by his brother Pushkara in gambling. Mm-hmm. He escaped from the kingdom with Damayanti and went to the forest. No?
You know, the thing with, can I just say, I looked up Bramsh and it said with Pari, it means to go astray, but it does mean to escape with just plain, right?
He fled?
No, I thought the same thing. I thought it should be escape, but then it just said gone astray was the only thing I got with Pati.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't understand that either. I just have a question on that.
Mm-hmm. I thought the kingdom fell, but Bramsh was fell, right?
The kingdom fell?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I had it as he was deprived of.
Oh, so Bramsh is deprived?
No. I think I made a mistake. I just had it from a note. I kind of know the story, so
okay.
Let's see.
I remember looking up Bramsh, it said to fall, to decline, to escape.
Ran away,
right?
Because he lost.
I thought he was deprived of his kingdom.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Because he lost his kingdom in
yeah,
gambling.
He lost it.
It was
yeah.
a kingdom he
yeah.
lost.
He went
oh.
to the forest.
Rajyat.
Deprived of the kingdom. He deprived of the kingdom.
So that PPP means deprived. Then is that
you
right?
You know, I don't remember that word. I had a note here in my books from a previous trance time that I translated it. Let me just look it up here.
All right, because one of the options said fell, so maybe
yes.
that means that
Bramsh was the right that said fell.
So it looks like the whole thing describes the king.
Yeah, that's right. He was through trickery. He lost. He was conquered by.
Yeah, but in a little dictionary, I looked it up, and they specifically said with Pati,
mm-hmm.
the only meaning they had was to go astray.
Here, I've got it here.
So,
Pati Bramsh. One Atmanapada or four Parasmaipada. Pati Bramsh. To fall or drop down, tumble, slip, to stray from, go astray, to fall away from, swerve, deviate, to lose, be deprived of.
So
he lost the kingdom.
No.
He was also to escape, to neglect, to omit. But the thing is, through the gambling, you know,
mm-hmm.
through trickery, he was conquered by this brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had
so
to go to the forest with Damayanti.
So what would you say, that he was conquered in gambling by his brother and lost the kingdom?
See, because it said Nala, who was deprived, Nala, conquered in gambling by his brother,
mm-hmm.
by the brother Purushkara.
And lost
and
his kingdom.
Deprived Nala. He was both conquered and deprived. And then you could say, deprived of the kingdom, because he was conquered, right?
Okay.
He went to the forest together with Damayanti.
Okay.
Damayanti is in the instrumental singular.
Uh-huh.
And then Rajyat, the form for Rajyat is ablative?
Yeah.
But then why ablative? I'm just trying to figure Rajyat Pariprashto.
Well,
Rajyat Pariprashto.
I mean, he was deprived from being there like that. It's just covering the ablative.
I see.
That's how I took it.
Okay.
There's no other way to
yeah.
take it that. Mm.
Unless I agree with you, I guess, but when I originally translated it, I thought that it meant that he literally went out of the kingdom, you know, so I just took that to be that he was part of the where he was going.
Think of it that way, separated from the kingdom.
Yeah. But I think the reason was when he lost, okay. he lost everything.
Lost the kingdom.
Right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah, just, that's make
just so originally sense. Got confused. But.
Yeah, and that's just from my knowing the story.
But wouldn't you think that if it, I'm just being argumentative here, then Rajat wouldn't have been defined. It would have been more a compound.
There would have to be a compound.
Right.
Lost the kingdom king. And here it looks more like separated from the kingdom. Or,
so well, that's the idea. But he was separated from his kingdom, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. It could be, I guess, a compound, but it need not be either.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We don't have another level of depth on this than what we're saying, Penny. Who's that?
We have to read it.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, we've got to read it. That's
right. Side.
Well, did you finish it?
I did.
Okay.
It's done. Right. Oh, no, I didn't
do Dhamma Yoga.
What did you do?
Wait a minute.
You did
the whole thing. Yeah, I did do the whole
you
thing.
You did Vanamai. I'm sorry. You
I did everything.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
He went to the forest.
It was
yeah, you did. I'm sorry. I'm just forget.
Pushkarena
Pushkarena
Bhratra
Bhratra
Dyutejito
Dyutejito
Nalo
Nalo
Rajat Pariprishto
Rajat Pariprishto
Damayantya Saha
Damayantya Saha
Vanamiyaya
Vanamiyaya. Virginia.
Oh, okay. Tatra api kalina bahuvidai shchalaihi piditaha subtam damayantim
shorts damayantim
damayantim yeah. Uts rijai kasmin stale jagama.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have tatra is the locative in that place, and then api, also even. Kalina from Kali, the Kali. Principle of evil, so that's masculine noun, instrumental singular. And then the word bahuvita is means of various sorts, and here it's in the instrumental plural, so it's modifying chala, which is masculine noun or for fraud, also in the instrumental plural, so by various frauds.
Fraudulent means like
fraudulent
triggers,
means.
You know.
Yeah. And then piditaha is from pit, to afflict, and that would be a ppp in the nominative singular. And then this one I wasn't sure, but supta, I guess, is some kind of adjective from sleeping, right? For
slept,
okay.
PPP.
Oh, it's a PPP.
In the family.
Right. Oh, I did have it as a PPP. All right, yeah, from svap. Supta, yeah, PPP. Modifying the next word, damayanti, which is really damayantim, which is the feminine noun for the wife of Nala, which is in the accusative singular. And then the next word, I think utsrijya, is indeclinable gerund from Srij, class 6.
With
utsrij, yeah, with the verbal prefix ud. And that means to abandon, is that right? I'm just trying to read my... Okay, to abandon, right. So after abandoning... And then kasmin is...
Ekasmin,
sorry, is the masculine locative singular of one. So in one. And then the next word is stala, which is a neuter noun for place or topic. So, and it's in the locative as well. So, and then the last word is, I guess, the perfect of... It's jagama, the perfect of gum, to go, third person... Perfect, singular, parasmaipada. So I have the translation afflicted by frauds of various sorts, through the principle of evil, he also went there after abandoning the sleeping Damayanti in another place or in one place. But I'm not sure about that sleeping because I wasn't
no,
sure.
And Tatrapi in there also this happened, right?
Okay.
Then you would say he afflicted by these various evils of Kali.
Mm-hmm. Right? Where is he?
It's understood in Pidita, huh?
Right.
Oh, Pidita.
Yeah,
I added the word he, but I just started it by saying afflicted by.
Right.
Yeah, it could be better translated.
Yeah, that's great the way to. Yeah.
Okay, but I couldn't figure out.
Then
so that okay.
having abandoned.
Oh, sleep. Who slept?
Right, having abandoned Damayantim, who
uh-huh.
was asleep.
Who was asleep? Okay.
He being he afflicted by various fraudulent things
mm-hmm.
brought about by Kali, by evil,
mm-hmm.
right. Then, in a solitary place, Jagama, he went to a solitary place.
Oh, I see.
Ekasmin stale.
Oh,
and Ekasmin means solitary?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a place with, it means in one, to one place, but it can also have a sense of solitary.
Oh,
you went away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Ekasmin is not just some
vices. Can you say the translation again?
We're understood, standing from the previous one, that it's Nala.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
Nala, afflicted by various chalas, right? By various fraudulent trickery, by a lot of trickery, by Kali, by that evil force. He, having abandoned Damayantim, who slept,
mm-hmm.
he went
okay.
to an Ekasmin stale.
Solitary place.
Okay.
By various evils, does that just mean like kind of hardships and all? Or does it mean a particular force?
No, they're saying sometimes it's personified, but it means like an evil trickster.
Mm-hmm.
Tatrapi kalina.
Tatrapi kalina.
Bahuvidhaihi chalaihi.
Bahuvidhaihi chalaihi.
Piditaha.
Piditaha.
Is that suptam? Is that the name?
Suptam.
Yeah, this was an error here. Suptam damayantim.
Suptam damayantim.
Utsrijai.
Utsrijai. Actually, it's utsrijya and then ekasmin.
Oh, right. Utsrijya.
Utsrijya ekasmin sthale.
Utsrijya ekasmin sthale.
Jagama. Chamscha mahantam. Should we do the next one?
Yeah, that's
sure.
Too easy.
Then what is Karkotakaha Nama Naga Asit?
That's easy too. That's alright, that's good.
I get you, okay.
Well, I have an easy one too.
Gacham is it's from Gachat, it is the. Is that the PPP? PAP?
Yeah. Present participle.
Mm-hmm. Present mm-hmm. participle, right. So present active participle.
Yeah.
Gacchan cha mahantam dava. Mahantam is accusative singular from a great. Dava is forest in accusative singular.
It's a forest fire. Dava is a big forest conflagration. The whole forest is on fire.
Oh.
It's dava. That's in your book,
I see.
Think.
No, it just said forest, I thought.
No. It's a forest fire, a huge forest fire.
It's
Dhavam. Dhavam, forest conflagration. Oh, then it also says a forest, but they're talking about there's a huge forest fire. He saw this huge forest fire.
The Darsha is the third person, it's that reduplicative. The Darsha is the third person singular.
Mm-hmm. Reduplicative perfect.
Reduplicative perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Which means saw.
Yeah.
And so going and going he saw while walking he saw a huge forest fire.
Right.
Then madhye kartokakaha Tan Mathe, Tan Mathe is Tat Mathe. Mathe is locative singular in the middle. Tat is Da. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of that, Karkotakaha Nama Nag Asit. Karkotakaha is nominative singular as the name of a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Nama is, you know, the snake Karkotakaha, a snake by the name of Karkotakaha Asit is third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
Imperfect. So in the middle of that, he saw the snake Karkotakaha.
Yeah, in the middle of that conflagration. And that's Nagaha.
Nagaha is snake, right? Is
in the middle of that conflagration, there was a snake named Karkotaka.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Gachanscha.
Gachanscha.
Mahantam.
Mahantam.
Dava. Dadarsha.
Davam.
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 Dadarsha.
Davam. Dadarsha.
Tanmathye Karkotaka. Karkotakaha.
Tanmathye Karkotakaha.
Nama Naga Asit.
Nama Naga Asit. Tam saha raja agnehe madhyat ut dritya kani chit padani ninaya. Tam is accusative singular, him, saha, nominative singular, he, or the king, I guess it is. Raja is nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Agnehe is either ablative or genitive for fire. And madhyat is the middle, and it's in the ablative.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that the agnehe is also, well, in the middle of the fire, I guess it is, genitive.
Yeah, agnehi madhyat, right?
The middle of the fire, right?
Yeah, but
yeah.
Fourth case, I mean ablative, right?
Both ablative, yeah.
No, agnehi is genitive.
It's genitive, middle,
yeah.
Out, middle,
yeah,
of, the
middle
yes,
of the fire.
Yes, 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 from the middle of the fire,
yeah.
Okay. And then we have ud plus tritya from
mm-hmm.
tri,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Yeah.
To save or to draw out.
Right.
And it's a gerund, or indeclinable past participle. And so having saved or drawn out. And then we have kanichit padani. And kanichit is the plural, either nominative or accusative, for whoever or whatever. Is that right?
Yeah, some.
Some? Just some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the same as kanchit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's the kan is declined and then chit is added, so it's kanke, kani, kanke.
Okay,
kan.
So it's just some and it's plural,
mm-hmm.
accusative plural. And then the next word, padani, is that feet?
Feet or footsteps?
Footsteps.
Steps.
Okay,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
I get it now. Footsteps.
Yeah.
All right, and that's also accusative plural. So some footsteps, that's going to be some footsteps.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And then the last word is ninaya, which is from ni, and it's the perfect third person singular, parasmaipada, so to lead or carry.
Mm-hmm.
So basically this says now, the king, oh, let's see. The king, having saved him, from the middle of the fire,
mm-hmm.
him referring back to the snake.
Mm-hmm.
The king having saved him from the middle of the fire.
You can even have a sense of having pulled him out.
Pulled him out. The king having pulled him out of the middle of the fire, carried him. Oh, wait a minute. Some footsteps. Mm-hmm.
Just some steps.
Took him, carried him a few steps away, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I want to know where all the futures went.
Yeah, I know.
They went into the perfect.
He's mixing it up for us. He's done this before because, you know, we're supposed
he's
to...
He's all of a sudden thinking, I don't want them to forget the perfect.
Actually, this is great. Had I known, I would have probably been able to do some of these sentences.
Because they're not so bad, right?
No, not
yeah.
so bad.
Yeah. Okay, Virginia.
Okay. Dasha me pade karkotaka ha Nalam Adashat. Is that it, or do you want me to
That's
go?
It.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
but I could do the next
do
one,
the next
I think
one
it goes
then
together.
Then we'll give Kiki the last one.
Tena Nashadhasya.
Naishadhasya.
Naishadhasya. Sviyam. Rupam. Antaradiyata.
Antaradiyata.
Antaradiyata. Okay. Dashame is from Dashama, means the tenth in locative, singular, and it's modifying pada, which is the step, pada, step. And then we have Karko Takaha, the snake, nominative singular. Nalam from the king, from Nala, accusative singular. Adashat is, did I have? Oh, did I not write? Oh, Adashat from Dumsh. To bite, class one, third person, imperfect singular. Just plain, third person, imperfect singular. Right? Seems so easy.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
Tena
right.
Is from Tud, instrumental singular, by, with, through, that. And here we have the word Naishata. So it's in the genitive, the king of a country named Nishata.
It's a name for Nala. Yeah.
A name for Nala.
Yeah.
And then Sviyam means own. It's an adjective. And that modifies Rupa, which is in the accusative here. It's a neuter noun, Rupam, for form. And then Antardhiyata.
Adhiyata.
Adhiyata is from Dha, the class three word. And I think... this is the one I think is the third person imperfect singular, but no, it's the passive. Third person imperfect singular passive?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, is that right?
Past tense passive.
Yeah, so it's the imperfect singular.
Past tense passive?
It's the passive of the
in the past tense.
In
Antar adhiyata.
Right. And the verbal prefix here is antar, which he gives us, and then... Dha, which means to hide or conceal. So,
like his form.
Yeah,
is
so
concealed.
I have.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I did this right because it's passive the way I translate. I wrote by that or through that bite. Because
did you do the first sentence?
Oh, I'm sorry. In upon the tenth step.
Yeah.
Karkotaka, which I put in parentheses, the cobra. Bit King Nala.
Right, Bit Nala.
Bit Nala.
Right.
And then by that bite, which I just put in parentheses again, bite, because by that, he concealed the own, well, he concealed the form, or the own form, of the king of the country of Nishada, which is Nala. So, who is Nala? So, something like by that bite. Or wait, if it's passive, would you say by that bite it was concealed the form of the king?
His Swiyam Rupam, his
the own form or the very form?
The king's own form was concealed.
Right.
His own form. You could say Nala's own form. Right?
Swiyam
Rupam.
Became invisible?
Yeah. Actually, it was concealed and it was hidden because he took another form. A deformed form of a deformed person, I think.
Hmm.
So by the bite,
it was concealed.
The very form of Nala, his own form, Nala's own form, was hidden or concealed.
So it became a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, it was a good thing because it kept Nala hidden,
right,
in disguise.
The
yeah.
The snake conferred.
Yeah. Everybody see it? Want to read from Dashama?
Yeah.
Dashame pade.
Karkotako nalamadashat.
Karkotako nalamadashat.
Tena naishadhasya.
Tena naishadhasya.
Sviyam rupam.
Sviyam rupam.
Antara adhiyat. Adhiyata.
Antara adhiyata.
Atmanam vikram.
Oh, no,
that's
okay.
Actually, I didn't do this, but I'll just know what it's saying. Atmanam vikritam drushtva saha raja vismitah tasthau. Atmanam So Atmanam, his own. Okay, let me just see this one second. Atmanam Vikritam. Vikritam is something that is changed, Vikara, right? It's a PPP of.
I'll just say you altered. Altered.
Right. So seeing his own, is the saying seeing his himself. Own altered form, the king was really surprised.
Having seen himself
Drishma
altered.
Is IPP.
Yeah. Having seen himself altered. Altered. Right?
Right.
Having seen himself altered, the king.
Having seen himself altered, the king was surprised. And mm-hmm. then I don't know what, okay, sorry, I should do this properly. Atmanam is his, himself. Mm-hmm. Reflexive, and that would be in accusative singular, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Vikritam is accusative singular, maybe of a PPP, which means mm-hmm. altered. Mm-hmm. And then Drishtva is the gerund, mm-hmm. having seen Saha, nomative singular, Rajaha is king. And then Vismitaha, is that also a PPP mm-hmm. of surprise?
Yes.
Okay. Vismita, so that would be Vismitaha is just, would it be nominative?
He was kind of shocked, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. He was surprised in the nominative.
In the nominative singular. Mm-hmm. And then Tastau is some form of is or
was. He kind of stood there in shock.
But I don't know what one that
star,
is.
To
it's
stand.
Some star, right?
It's a reduplicative perfect.
Yeah.
He stood there
shocked.
In wonder, yeah, shocked.
Right. Okay. Sorry, that was a bit messy.
No,
that's great.
Those are lovely sentences. That was great.
I know.
It was good review.
Yeah,
absolutely. Should I read it?
Mm-hmm.
Atmanam Vikritam.
Atmanam Vikritam.
Drishtva Saharaja.
Drishtva Saharaja.
Vismitaha Tastau.
Okay, I don't know when we're going to meet again, but when we do, how many, we have to work that out. Maybe at the end of class we'll talk about that.
We'll do it now.
What do we, how many sentences do you want to do? Let's see.
When are we meeting again? Don't we meet next Friday? No?
I don't think so.
We have another class. That'd be great.
Oh, I guess we do have one more, don't we?
I thought we did.
Let me just check.
I think we do. Somebody said we didn't, and then I just.
It's your schedule.
Somebody told me.
Yeah,
we do meet one more time on the 10th.
Oh, good.
Okay,
good.
And then after that, we'll have to talk about that. I'm really not sure that I'm coming back.
Oh, my God.
Did you also meet on the 11th, the following Saturday? No.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, next week is completely good.
Oh, okay, good.
And I'm leaving on the 17th, and then there won't be any classes when I come back from India. Whatever that is.
You can't Skype us.
Oh my God, that would be great. Skype classes, we could all be in our home.
That's hilarious. We could reverse it.
Yeah. That's really funny, huh? I could do that. You could all come.
You could come here. We could all meet here.
You could all meet here.
And then you
and we could have our Skype class.
Oh my God.
It's not a bad idea. I'd go along with that one.
Maybe once.
It'd only be 12. What time would it be?
Oh, that's good. Oh. That's good to know.
Well, 10 in the morning here is going to be 10:30 at night for you over there.
That's too late for me.
But we could do, if we did 9 in the morning here, it'll be 9.
9 would be all right. 9 would be all right.
Yeah, so we could do like 9 to. 9 to 11,
so
which would
fun.
Be 9:30 at night to 11:30 at night for you. That's really late for you.
Might be too late.
7 in the morning.
Now that would be fine.
7 in the morning, I'll be in San Francisco on Skype then. I'm not going to be here. 7 in the morning on BART.
Yeah. Let's talk about it though. Let's see how long it's going to be. But for now, let's say that the sentences, what about that?
Oh, the rest of
the
time.
This is for next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next week.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each one is 2 lines.
Yeah.
Well, we could do do those 5, and then on the next page,
mm-hmm.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's four sets on the...
One, two, three, four, four, five, six. One, two.
I'm going to be teaching next week during class, so I'm not going to be able to Skype in.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. We'll do six. What about Shri?
No, Shri is on tour.
Okay, so she won't.
So
she's not a player in this.
Completely swamped.
So that'd be 3-6. Let's do 6.
Is that two pieces? Sagramishu?
Yeah, Sagramishu is the last line we'll do. That's good for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's for next week. That's good.
I'm sorry, what is the last line? Oh, there it is.
Sangrameshu.
Okay. So the first two of page 115 of the old.
First two lines, yeah.
At the end. Okay,
yeah,
thank
you. Okay, good. Let's stop here and do Vedanta in the mind.